Carl Albert.
President, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes?
Congressman Landrum on 9-0.
Bill.
Good morning, Mr. President.
They tell me that you got to change your bill or he won't have it, and I told him just not change it, just go on and vote it up or down. If we lose, well, we'll just lose, and we'll let the Catholic take over the country, but I ain't going to be browbeat or blackmailed, and if you can get it out without it, all right. If not, I'd take the whole goddamn section out. We don't have to have that part of it.
Well, now, I think that's a wise decision. I think we can get it out of committee without Kerry. And I believe if we get this thing out of committee, then we can bring the responsibility for any roadblocks after that on the Republicans and the Catholics.
Yeah, that's what I do. Has Kerry got any votes in the committee?
No, sir. As a matter of fact, the two leading Catholics on the committee beside him are going to go with us on either voting the bill out as it is, with this language in this section as it is, or in a last resort to take the paragraph out entirely. Now, I had felt that we might weaken it a little bit by taking it out entirely with some of the school people. I had a conference last night with the National Education Association fellows, and they're studying it. They think maybe as a last resort it might be all right to take it out. I still think we have to stay with the language as it is, Mr. President.
Well, my judgment would be if you could, we don't have to get everything in one year. If we don't get anything but a work camp, we're all right.
Yeah.
And if I had to, and the Catholics made an issue, I'd just lay it right in their lap with the Republicans and say, all right, you vote it out and let them vote it out.
Well, here's what we can do. We can justify this $900 million. With the first title of this bill.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think...
Is that your work camp?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Work camp and the work study program.
All right.
And for the full college boys and girls.
What do you do there on the Catholic college?
We don't do anything.
You pay it direct to the kid?
That's right, through the college, after he makes his choice.
Yeah.
After the child makes a choice.
Yeah.
There's no direct line from the director to the chief.
Well, I just seriously, I don't want to be quoted, but if I were you, I just seriously, that's what we're going to have. What you need is three camps in Gainesville, Georgia, to take these kids and prepare them where they won't stay on relief all their life. To hell with community action.
Could be jumped entirely.
To hell with community action.
I don't know how I can think anymore of you, but every time I talk to you, I realize more that the complete knowledge you have of government in this country.
Well, Phil, I feel the same way about you, and I'm awful glad I got you, and I would just do it, and I'd just tell the speaker and them that the Catholics upset it, and he can't do it. Phil, Ms. Johnson's got 3,900 acres of poor, sandy land down in Alabama that's worth $8-$9 an acre that she inherited about 3,000 of it, and her brothers inherited the rest, and she bought them out at $9 an acre. Had 30, 40 tenants on it, and they cut down the cotton allotment. They got no cotton, so they moved into town, typical movement that you have in the South. It's got down to where the old ones, they're 4-5, and they won't move. They lived there under her grandfather, and they lived there under her uncle who followed her grandfather, and then her aunt who followed her uncle. And then she inherited from them. Last year, the U.S. News and World Report went down and said this land's worth $100 to $150 an acre. We paid $8 or $9 for it. And we guessed for timberland it'd be worth $40 now. But we want to put it all in timber, but she just sold because these folks were with her grandfather and because they were with her uncle and because they were with her aunt. She's been sending them clothes every 3 months all of her life, the 30, 40 years. She goes to see them, and she decided she wouldn't evict them. So they paid in rent last year for, acreage, 8 or 10, 15 acres each for cotton and corn and peanuts, little stuff they had, and their house. And they got these old tenant shacks on them. $5 a month. That's the highest any of them paid, $5 a month, $60 a year. And she collected a total of $1,100, and $500 of it went for ad valorem taxes. and 160 of it went for commissions to collect it, and she got full $500 out of the 3,900 acres. She didn't want to evict them. Now your Republicans, two of them from the committee, one from Kentucky and one from some other place.
Nebraska
has gone down to take pictures and make a big issue out of it. Now, to me, it works on our way. At first place, I take the position that First Lady ought to be harassed and snooped on and investigated, and what's wrong with what she's done. She's just allowed poor people to live on her place for practically nothing. They didn't even pay the taxes. She didn't evict them. Now, they want them evicted or what? And what,
meet that head on.
What has she done wrong? What is she being charged with? And did the Republican Congressional Committee pay this? They say they know about it, and of course they sent them down there. And I don't think we ought to dignify it with a reply, but I want you to know the facts, and
all
if
right.
you think anything needs to be done, I would just wrap my flag around that woman and say, what's this First Lady done that's wrong? She hadn't evicted an old man that's 85 years old that's made his life there and didn't want to move. Now, what do you want her to do? Make him move? She didn't profit from him. She hadn't got a 10 cents an acre return.
If those two demagogues resort to that.
Well, they announced in the press conference this morning, they're having it over at the Congressional Hotel, and you ought to know about it. And Liz Carpenter here at the White House staff's got all the facts if anybody wants them. And Mike Mansfield told me about it last night. He won't get up and answer them. I think that would dignify them unless they raise it. But if they do raise it, I think you ought to be prepared, and you ought to know.
In committee, I can handle it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, you just go on and tell them that to hell with it.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you, sir.
Better.